It's 107.7 The Bone, Baby Huey, along with Bimbo Jimbo. And Jimbo, we have a very important guest on the line.
Absolutely. We are joined by WWE and ECW legend and ECW original turned co-star in the movie The Bet. We have Tommy Dreamer, the innovator of violence.
How's it going, Tommy?
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing awesome. So yeah, as Jimbo just mentioned, you got a new movie called The Bet, which is out now on demand, also iTunes and DVD.
How did you get involved with that project, Tommy?
The greatest part about this was one of my guys that I paid to see at WrestleMania 1 as a fan, Roddy Piper, actually recommended me for the movie, and which is just, you know, an honor, because he was probably one of the first crossover stars, you know, from back in the day when he went and did John Carpenter's They Live. And he recommended me because he actually got called to go back to WWE and do something. So then the writers had to scramble and try to fit different parts. I was actually supposed to have Jake the Snake's part, but then Jake couldn't fit into the umpire suit. So then I had to take the umpire. It was pro wrestling 100%, and it all worked out because it's actually, my rating system is, if I laugh three times during a movie, I'm happy. Uh-huh. And I actually laughed in the movie. So it was a fun time. And then to finally, you know, I didn't know. And to be honest, I've done some movies that were just like, what? This is horrible. Like, this is not going to even go straight to DVD. It's going to go straight to the garbage. Or I didn't know, I don't even know if there was anything going, you know, there's film in the cameras. But this movie is very, very entertaining. And it has an eclectic mix. And, you know, it's Roddy Piper's last ever film. And just to be hanging out with Jake, mm-hmm, and DDP, as well as, you know, some really, really talented people, it was a fun project.
Tommy, just going off that, though, so as you just mentioned, it was Roddy Piper's last movie. What was it like to work with him and just be around him every day on the set?
I actually blessed to be considered him a friend. Roddy has this amazing, infectious smile where it just lit up a room. I was never on set with him. I was on set with Cage and with Jake, but Roddy wasn't there. Roddy did his stuff, and then, like I said, had to go back to WWE. So, but for the fact that he was like, hey, there's this, you know, he called me a kid, you know, this kid, Tommy Dreamer, and, you know, the writer, who was actually from the band Army of Freshmen, mm-hmm, he was like, oh, I'm a huge ECW fan, you know, I know Tommy. He's like, I didn't know he was doing all that stuff. And he was like, yeah, you know, give him a shot. But, you know, it all worked out in the scrambling. And it's, you know, performing for WWE all these years, you know, we are no mess-ups, no errors, just like you guys. You can't really fumble with your words mm-hmm, on the air, or if you're reading people's, you know, advertisements, you know, you can't mess up. And it's just, it's live theater. You know, when you're on television, it's, you know, millions of people on television. You can't mess up on the match. And, you know, it's an easy transition when you're a wrestler to come and do films and also just hanging out with a really, really cool cast of people, just like you two guys. You're just hanging out with each other and you're talking to your fans and your listeners, and that's what it's all about. That's
absolutely right. Yeah, definitely. Tommy, before we go any further, because I do want to ask you about House of Hardcore and everything like that, but I have a story for you. When I found out that we're going to be interviewing you, I had to share this, because so I met this friend about a year or two ago now. And she's telling me where she's from, and she made the mistake. She goes, oh, you know, I'm from Yonkers, New York. And, of course, as a pro wrestling fan, my eyes just get wise. Like, you're from Yonkers, New York? And she's like, what? I was like, dude, one of my favorite pro wrestlers, Tommy Dreamer, is from Yonkers, New York. And she's like, oh, my God, are you serious? She's like, he used to be my neighbor in the Colonial Heights neighborhood. And my dad, George Cahayas, he was a huge Tommy Dreamer fan. And so, like, the whole night I'm just marking out about how this person was your neighbor. And so, I mean, those ties, like, to the pro wrestling fans go, I mean, back to Yonkers, New York, they run deep. And, I mean, I still refer to her only as Yonkers. Like, whenever I text her or anything like that, that's her name now.
That is the Cahayas. Actually, his father was my lawyer when I signed my first ever WWE contract, and I was great friends and with the whole family. Unfortunately, my father passed away, and I still speak to one of the brothers. He'll hitch me up. But, you know, it's funny. I always say wrestling fans, we are a dysfunctional family, and we're the greatest family ever. And, you know, I kind of view, you know, my own shows as a coming together. You know, I grew up, I'm Irish and Italian, where every Sunday we would, you know, have to go out and, you know, eat pasta and then, you know, sleep and then go eat, you know, some more. And, you know, everyone comes together. But, you know, as time passes, you know, family members pass away, and then there's, you know, fights, and your family's not as close. But, you know, when they all do get together, you have that same feeling and commitment. And that's kind of how I view my own shows of, you know, hey, we're just a family. And, you know, we just go out there and we love to watch professional wrestling. And that's pretty funny because I do the same thing when I'm traveling. And if I'm traveling with somebody, or a lot of times, you know, I travel as the world, and I'll just be like, if I see, you know, oh, Bradenton, Florida, and I'll ask who's from there. And, you know, God forbid this young wrestler doesn't know that, you know, that was Paul Orndorff's hometown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very bad.
That's awesome. And I mean, and that's so great to hear. I mean, I know their family, that like they still have that love for it and everything like that. So, I mean, it's always fun. Whenever I get to see her, when I see my friend Yonkers, we get to talk Tommy Dreamer. So that's awesome. But you mentioned how wrestling is like a family. I know you're very close with the Dudley boys. They got to say farewell to WWE this past Monday night on Raw. What was that like for you? What was your reaction to everything, and just, you know, reflecting on their career in WWE? Because I know they're not saying goodbye as a whole, but just your thoughts on that.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm very, very close with them. You know, if you ever want to follow two friends on Twitter who kind of, we socially fat bash each other all the time, because me and him have this ongoing fat feud because we eat all the time. And he's always outweighed me. And there was a time where I came close to outweighing him. But then, you know, he stepped up and gained some weight. But I was happy, because you don't get to see it a lot. I was happy they got to say goodbye to the WWE audience. I don't think it's the last time for them in WWE, in the sense of, I think they will be Hall of Famers.
Oh, absolutely. But, yeah.
And I know for a fact that it's not going to be the last time for them ever wrestling.
Well,
but the fact that they got to say goodbye for after 20 years being there, you know, it was great. And those moments are moments that are missing in professional wrestling, that connection. For me, I've done it in my own shows. I've done it with my own wife, Beulah McGillicuddy, where I use it as a promotional tool. But in my company, I always stick to my stipulations, where it was the last time you're going to see Tommy Dreamer and Beulah ever together. And we did it back in the old ECW arena. And it will be the last time she ever, you know, plus she doesn't want to, but characters need that, wrestlers need that, and the fans need that. They need to be able to say goodbye. And for her, she was just like, what if they don't remember me? What if, and as soon as we went through the curtain, she got a standing ovation, and, you know, she started crying. I was like, wrestling fans never forget. They can tell
you.
Damn
right.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen people like that before in my life. I think the closest is to horror fans. Like, horror fans are like that too, but we have a connection. And, you know, when most people, when they leave WWE, they'll think that, oh, you're not wrestling anymore, you're not doing it anymore. You know, when I left WWE last year alone, I wrestled 180 shows. And, you know, there are so many people out there that, no, we didn't, you know, we never stopped wrestling, we never stopped love wrestling, you know, just, you know, either they lost their job or they didn't want to, you know, re-sign. I know with the case of the Dudleys, they didn't want to re-sign. And that's okay, but they got to say goodbye. At least the fans that night got to see their farewell, and then hopefully again they'll have their, you know, return somewhere else. Cough, cough, House of Hardcore.
Yeah, I was just, I mean, that's where I was going next. I couldn't let you get out of here without asking you about House of Hardcore, because, I mean, I follow it on social media. It's taken off like crazy. Tell us about House of Hardcore, and I know you got some big shows coming up in September. What's going on?
It's just, you know, I've been a wrestling fan since I'm 9 years old. I wanted to do one show, and I did real well. And in sports, there's 30-some-odd teams, in baseball and football. In wrestling, there's really only a handful. You know, there's WWE, there's TNA, there's Ring of Honor, there's Lucha Underground. And, you know, I want to just show people my vision of professional wrestling. I truly hate politics, and a lot of times that politics rear its ugly head. And so, you know, my slogan is no politics, no BS, just wrestling. And I want to go out there, and I assemble a great team and a great cast for all my shows. They've been, you know, so successful. And I just let the men and women go out there and do what we all fell in love with and wrestle.
Love it.
And it's been successful, and I'm going to keep on plugging away. Hopefully one day I get television. I never want to compete with WWE. I just want to give somebody an alternative. And, you know, that's my goal. And that's why I didn't re-sign with WWE. Mm-hmm. I love WWE. We'll go back in a heartbeat. I just, you know, they wanted me to come back for the draft. I just couldn't do it with all my commitments to myself, to my own company, you know, gotcha. as well as mm-hmm. doing, you know, movies. You can't do that outside of, you know, the WWE.
Gotcha. Well, hey, Tommy, I know we're running short on time. Just want to say thank you so much from Jimbo and I. Thank you for everything you've done for the business and the industry. We're products of 90s wrestling, so we're just big fans of you from the last 20-plus years. So thank you again for everything. And, of course, encourage our listeners, go see your new movie, The Bet. It's on demand, iTunes, also DVD right now. And for everything Tommy Dreamer, including House of Hardcore, check out his website, thetommydreamer.com, and all his social media, also at thetommydreamer. Tommy, thank you again for making the time this morning.
No, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Awesome. And Tommy, yeah, bring House of Hardcore to the West Coast. We would love to see it in person.
That's on my agenda for 2017, so I'll be hitting you guys up for some plugs then, too.
Good. Absolutely. I got a friend from Yonkers I can bring. I'm excited.
Thank you, Tommy.
See ya.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.